We are going to start with some EFT exercises that are quite general about having subconscious blocks. I assure you that just talking about the subconscious blocks and programming and cellular memories and my asking you to think of the terms money and success are already bringing up different files in your mind. So you're already starting to percolate here. What we want to do is tap on words, issues, blocks, programs, memories that are getting in your way of being in complete alignment with what you want. Now, if any of you are unclear about what you want, write it down. Write it down right now in front of you. I want to double my salary. I want to get my book published. I want to be promoted. I want to have so much money that buying that big house that I saw last month is no problem. I want a body that looks like this. I want a relationship that looks like this. So remember, while we're talking primarily about financial abundance and success, all of these tapping sequences can be applied and directed towards other areas of your life. So a general clearing will sound something like this, even though I have some subconscious blocks to attracting success and abundance. And what I'd like you to do is say that statement out loud. I must have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance. And how true does that feel to you on the 0 to 10 point scale? Does that resonate with you? Does that feel like a yes? Even though you may not be able to identify them, this is a fabulous way to start the tapping. So say out loud, I must have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance. How true does that feel, or how uncomfortable do you feel with that? How much does it resonate? On the 0 to 10 point scale, 10 is as high as it can be. Some of you are going to be so uncomfortable, and this is good. I know it doesn't feel right, but this is good because it means we're bringing up the issues that we're going to clear. And some of you will say, well, I think I do, so I think it's right. It's only about a 4, and that's fine, because what we need to do is tap on the assumption and the knowledge. Remember, your subconscious mind knows everything. It has all the memories stored there of every day of your life. So that's where we need to access, and that's what we're doing with the EFT clearing. So you have your number, and let's get started. And be my echo again. Follow along with me. I start on the karate chop point. I'll do that setup statement 3 times before I tap on the points on the face and body, and I'll narrate so you know exactly where I'm tapping. Karate chop point. Even though I must have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance, I accept who I am anyway. Even though it's true I must have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I know for sure that I have some subconscious blocks and old patterns to attracting success I want, I choose to let go of these patterns now. Good, so that's the setup statement 3 times. Then we go to the eyebrow point and tap on the eyebrow. I must have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance. Side of the eye. I know that I have subconscious blocks to attracting success and abundance. Under the eye. And my subconscious mind knows that I have these blocks. Under the nose. I must have subconscious blocks and old patterns that block attracting abundance. Chin point. I'm sure I have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance. Collarbone, I just can feel it in my body that I have subconscious blocks to attracting what I want in my life. under the arm. It's been so frustrating for me. Top of the head. I know I have subconscious blocks to attracting what I want. Good. Take a deep breath. And go back to the eyebrow. I know I have subconscious blocks to attracting what I want in my life. Side of the eye. I must have subconscious blocks because look at my life. Under the eye. All these general old patterns of blocking abundance. Under the nose. I wonder where they came from. Chin. All I know is that they're there. Collarbone. I can feel these blocks. Under the arm. I don't know exactly what they are consciously. Top of the head. But I know they're there. Eyebrow. These remaining subconscious blocks to attracting what I want. Side of the eye, but I want it so badly. Under the eye, I keep doing what's right to get it. Under the nose, so my blocks can't be conscious. Chin, my blocks must be in my subconscious. Collarbone, and that's okay. Under the arm, I appreciate my subconscious mind. Top of the head, for what it's been trying to do to me. Eyebrow, my subconscious mind has been trying to protect me. Side of the eye, that's why it keeps these patterns running. Under the eye, so I thank my subconscious mind. Under the nose, for trying to protect me. Chin, thank you, subconscious mind. Collarbone, I understand that you thought it wasn't safe to get what I want. Under the arm, but I'm accessing your programming now. Top of the head, so I can release all these subconscious patterns to blocking success and abundance. Take a deep breath. Good, go back to the eyebrow. It feels so good to let them go. Side of the eye, it feels so good to acknowledge my subconscious mind. Under the eye, it feels so right to acknowledge that it was trying to help me. Under the nose, it feels so right to acknowledge my subconscious mind. Chin, it was trying to protect me. Collarbone, 'cause that's the programming it had. Under the arm, I appreciate my subconscious mind. Top of the head. And I'm going to give it new programming as I release the old patterns that block success and abundance. Great. Take a deep breath. Now go back again to the original sentence. I must have some subconscious blocks to attracting abundance. How does that feel to you now? Is the charge still as high? Maybe we released some of the tension around that. Maybe we released some of the truth around that. I know for me, even that phrasing, which I've done before on myself, felt wonderful. Acknowledging, thank you, subconscious mind. You were trying to do what was right for me, in your opinion, based on the programming that you've been given. So this is a wonderful way to start out this entire series by talking to your subconscious mind, saying, I know you thought you were protecting me. Thank you very much. And now we're going to give you new patterns, new programs. The old ones were useful at some time, but not anymore. For those of you who really got a strong drop in your number, for that particular phrasing, I would go back and do it again. And remember, even the statements and what I'm saying to you before and after we're doing the tapping is very effective because I'm really addressing your subconscious mind. I'm talking about how it works, how it's protected you, talking about the difference between the conscious and subconscious mind. So all of this material is helping you and supporting you and strengthening you to become more in alignment with what you've chosen in your life. Now, some of you with that first clearing and the first EFT sequence, you may have been thinking specifically of financial abundance. Some of you may have been thinking of a particular success, something to you that feels like success. When you get there, it will be successful. Others of you thinking about your body and your health and your weight or relationships. It's fine. What you can do is go back now and listen again with a different topic in mind. That's why this program is so useful for everybody. You can use it again and again. We all have subconscious blocks to getting what we want, or else we would be there. And our blocks, remember, can be feelings, fear, guilt, resentment, worthiness issues. They can be around events that happened about success, or we can have those symptoms in our body, tension, insecurity, pain, that show up as a result of much conflict around success.